Barbados in Eastern Caribbean. It's now 3 o'clock. That means it's time for fireworks. Fireworks is brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. West Indian Waterproofing, remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today at 271-4933. And also brought to you with the kind compliments of Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialist. Also, distributors of the Pentas Water Pump. It's time for your fireworks for today, Friday. And of course, Friday, we like to free up on a Friday, huh? Let's still have some fun on a Friday. And of course, when the fun comes, the fireworks come as well. Sluggy will be joining me for just a bit. You know, when... Sluggy is sluggy, that's all I can say, yeah. Suzanne, good afternoon to you. Remember, you can join the discussion. 434-1790, 434-1790. Or WhatsApp 266-4862. As we were going through our list yesterday, let me say good afternoon once again to Dr. Stefan Walkert, who not only presented a list, but gave his reasoning for all of them. And there's this one person in particular that took issue with the inclusion of Contone My Car Breakdown on that list, even though the good doctor explained why. Explain the significance, because on that list he had Ragasok, he had some Kaiso songs, he had the Calypso songs, he had the Bashment Soca, right up to the newer stuff, Bashment Soca Part 1, Bashment Soca Part 2, and such. And I think sometimes we are too quick to dismiss what we don't know or what we don't like. Now, there are lots of songs out there, so there's a lot not to like. Doesn't mean I would dismiss the importance or the significance of them. The impact that the music itself has made. And many times, from when I hear the opinions, and people get very passionate when they get into talking about Calypso in particular. And I like to hear the passion, What can be problematic is when you're dismissive, when you don't want to hear someone else's point, when you say they're talking rubbish, nonsense, or this is garbage, it has no place. But maybe it has no place in your circle. It doesn't have any place in your world. But it has a place. And I'm happy that the good doctor was able to show the place that all the music on his list, where their place was. Yeah, the likes of Gabby and Baig, Peter Ram, Stiffy, Square One, Crossfire. Music from the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, right up until I think the newest song on the list was 2016, which is Tech or Something by Stiffy. So that's why I was asking for your list, to see where you're thinking, what you're thinking. So I'd like to hear. I see quite a few coming in already, so I'll make sure I share those as well. So stay with us.
turn on the speaker, put the volume to all. Tell them play a soca song to remind me when I was small. A bass and a guitar, when melody to perform. I go play a soca song to remind you when you was small. Tell Mr. DJ, I come for the banana. I come with my big flag to turn up the festival. I've got them waving and moving. And we got jump up, raise a hand, lose yourself till you break away. Jump up and make a back and all the whole day. A line up, wine up, big time up. Let me go do it all again. Just turn on the speaker, put the volumes up on. Soca song to remind me when I was small. A bass and a guitar with melody to perform. I go play a soca song to remind you when you was small. Bring back the old timers,
bring it back quick.
I want to jump and dance
up to the street.
Let your bread and powder don't go there.
That section is my band.
Don't feel you got jammed down there. Tell Mr. DJ, I come for the banana. I come with my
thought when this came out in 2016 that this would guarantee the Ugly Man his eighth road title. It was all over, I think, that year. There wasn't anywhere you could find the Mighty Grinder. Definitely one of the more popular ones. Competition-wise, did not pan out for him, though. I remember seeing the competition in the semifinals, the performance in the semifinals of the Sweet Soca. Didn't nail that performance at all. Didn't matter to the crowd though, the crowd definitely enjoyed it. Sherri-Ann Hurlis, Something Greater by Edwin is one of the greatest, if not the greatest song ever. That's what she says. RPB, Hands Tight Tight. They Want to Know by Bamba, Sac Passé by Crossfire because of its international reach. I think she has songs bigger than that. And Hard Wine by Lil Rick. All right. Sherri-Ann.
Line up, line up, line up, line up, line up.
Gilbert says Jack is the number one song and he's doing road marches. He can't do all together. So Gilbert says for the road marches, Jack is definitely my number one. Jump by Rupee. Obadele by Crossfire. Viper Ting Tong. And Soca Junkie by Mr. Deal. Those are his top five when it comes to the road march. But because he's such a big fan of Adonijah, and he wants to say happy belated birthday to Ado as well, this one gets special mention. It's now 11 minutes after 3 o'clock. Inside your fireworks. Good afternoon to you.
Last night while meditating, a vision came to my eye. In a burning chariot was the face of Selassie. His eyes shone like fire, smoke from his chalice he blew. He said, never fear, my son, your father wouldn't hurt you. Ever since I sit on my throne on high, when innocent suffer, even Jack cry. Never more, my son, you will have to roll. Time has come, let us go home. Jack say, we gon' rock in Ethiopia, rock in Ethiopia. We gon' rock in Ethiopia, just lock in Ethiopia. Rock in
Ethiopia,
rock in
Ethiopia.
We gon' rock in
Ethiopia,
Jack say, don't stop it. Listen very carefully to the words that my father said. Right now here in Barbados, things are bitter and things are dread. Unemployment rising, cost of living in no joke. Babylon have all the herb, man can scarcely raise a smoke. Politicians grabbing all that they can. Want to beat and lock up the Rasta man. Wicked don't press us when they go learn. Not too long now, just now they go burn. Just say we gon' rock in Ethiopia, rock in Ethiopia. We gon' rock in Ethiopia, dreadlock in Ethiopia. Rock in
Ethiopia,
oh, oh. Rock in
Ethiopia.
We gon' rock in
Ethiopia,
don't stop it. We gon' rock
in Ethiopia,
we gon' rock
in Ethiopia.
We gon' rock
in Ethiopia,
we gon' rock. We gon' rock
in Ethiopia.
We gon' rock
in Ethiopia.
We gon' rock
in Ethiopia.
We gon' rock,
rock.
Politics must get a blow, Selassie said to me. That's what half the world in strife, causing pain and misery. Endless propaganda, it is still divide and rule. Jah time is right here and now, black people must not be fooled. Look in the sky, tell me what you see. Many works performed by the Almighty. Where the sunshine go when the day is done. Jah Jah know, cause he is the one. Jah say we gon' rock in Ethiopia. Ethiopia, rock in Ethiopia, we gon' rock in Ethiopia, dreadlock in Ethiopia, rock in
Ethiopia,
rock in
Ethiopia,
we gon' rock in
Ethiopia,
just say don't stop it, just say we gon' rock.
So remember, your news comes your way at 3:30, also at 4:30 and 5:30. Listen out for the evening edition. Guy called. He didn't say much. I said, listen, God pay a liar. Liar. Liar's the man. I said, who else? Liar. He said, me about being favorites. Won the crown in 1979. This is a year later.
Thank you.
Kiss me.
sweet, sweet music. Born Sweet Soul by The Liar. And Charmaine is just enjoying this in the office. Good afternoon to you. Everyone down there on Harbour Road, she said, don't call the place name. Okay, love. Good afternoon to Jesse. All our postal workers, have a good day. Some people declare their hand right away. Zekashi, my top five is bag, 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 bag. Nothing against the others, but bag, 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 bag.
Sexy to me. Look the way she display all of she body. And when she said this love viper come la with jam by the stadium what a fact. It was a day I'll never forget. She said that we play mass in the street, that we play mass in the heat, that we play mass to the beat of the ding dong ding dong. Play mass in the street, that we play mass in the heat, that we disco calypso to the beat of the ding dong ding dong. That she had feeling kind of wild. I say, cause you drink the rum like it all the star. She tell me plain she don't give a damn. She come to know how me fire she man. She want to rock and roll all through the night, because tomorrow she on a flight and next year. She say when she come she ain't going away. She say let we play mass in the street, let we play mass in the heat, let we play mass to the beat of the ding dong ding dong. Play mass in the street, let we play mass in the heat, let we disco calypso to the beat of the ding dong ding dong.
All right, you know to say when you give people choice, sometimes that takes away choice. I said you could make your any top 10 list, and it seems that everyone's gravitating towards the Road March or party top 10, which is fine. No problem with that there. Let's see. Where's the gentleman? A gentleman from Berlin. Well, he lives in Berlin. He said he lived in Berlin for the last 30 years. Half his life in Berlin, half his life in Barbados. He's missed Krapova for the past 25 years. was meant to come, experienced it last year. Unfortunately, well, you heard about what happened last year. Same thing this year. And because of the way that his job is, it's very doubtful that he's going to make it back this year. But he said, hey, please me with this one. Another one from Liar. That's all right. It's 22 minutes to 4 o'clock. Remember, it's fireworks brought to you with the kind compliments of West India Waterproofing and Rotoplastics Barbados Limited.
Excellent. Gabby sing it for me from over Purdue. settlement, and you could burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn.
Burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn. Burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn. Burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn.
That carnival they shine like star. Down in Brazil they got the Mardi Gras, but here in Bim we got a different thing. It's from over that make me jump and sing. It's a brass band will pass mid afternoon, steel band will beat a moving tune. People will jump up in the street in the from over here, and then they're gonna call it Akadu men. Make it beautiful, make it excellent. Yeah, be singing for we crop over Akadu men. And we could
burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn. Burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn. Burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn. Burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn.
Say it will be pandemonium, especially when we reach the stadium. The bands will parade all around the ground, and people will be jumping up and down. Then they go head back for the street, marching and jamming on their feet to the garrison for last run. Cause right there, Harding will burn. And then we gon' call it Akadu men. It is beautiful, it is excellent. Yeah, be singing for me, crop over Akadu men. And we could
burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn. Burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn. Burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn.
I was lying there between sleep and wake, and then my whole body started to shake. A hand then touched me over my left eye. It was Jackie saying so long goodbye. I then went for paper and pen. Words tuned, they all came in one pen. It didn't take me very long to write this proper. So look, I can call it Akadu men, Akadu men, Akadu men. It is beautiful, it is excellent. Thank you, Jackie, for this crop of Akadu men. And look, I'm
burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn. Burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn. Burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn. Burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn. Burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn Mr. Harding, burn.
It's your choice today, your choice, your voice. On fireworks, fireworks. With the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means this. You can give them a call today. 271-4933 and Rhodoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank, your tank installation and maintenance specialists, also distributors of the Pentax water pump. Let me say a special good afternoon to Gloria. Gloria said she was listening and heard the program on her neighbor's radio. Thank you, neighbor. And she said she had to go and get her list. Now, she's working on her list. But Gloria said the road march that she remembers the most is 1987's Can't Find Me Brother by Red Plastic Bag. She lost all her friends that year jumping on the road, but made some new ones and had a blast. It was her first crop over. So, Gloria, good afternoon to you. Let's see, Cashy. My top 10 road march. One is Jack by Gabby. Can't Find Me Brother, RPB, South Sea. She Want Pan, play that one already. Hardwine, Lil Rick, We Want More Griner, Something Happening, Roadmark, RPB. Boots by Gabby, Tribute to Griner by Mad, Sac Passé by Edwin. And give special mention to Put Your Hand on the Bumper and Ragga Ragga. DJ Grandmaster, Put Your Hand on the Bumper, the Ring Bang Revolution of the 90s. To Ring Bang Rule Things. That's a new sound, bro. Oh, this way says old sound renewed. We had Square One writing the Ring Bang, Viking Thunder, DJ Grandmaster. Gabby was on it, Griner was on it. Let's see. Good evening. I would like, let's see. Oh, okay. Saying good afternoon to everyone in Spikestown, everyone in the Spikestown bus terminal. Good afternoon to you. I see a top 10 pick of the crop. Bim by RPB, Culture, Gabby, They Want to Know, Bumba, Mother Country, John King. John and my boy. Voice in My Head, Edwin. Brother Fuzzy, Romeo. Malicious and Dangerous, Kid Sight. West Indian Politician by Gabby. I Want a Plantation by John and my boy. And Hands Tied by RPB. Don't mind, he might get tired. Finals Night. Take one to take us to the top of the hour as we close out the first hour of Fireworks for this Friday. Your choice and your voice. I saw this here on at least two or three lists. I think I'll go with this one. You got a couple crowns and you got a ministry. You got a constituency. Johnny, my boy.
What is me final object in it? Is to get a plantation in me near. Before my destination moon, I've got to have a plantation of me own. Be proud of my ancestry, to reap the profits of slavery. To watch one of toil and sweat, knowing none these sweets you can't get. In me cock out and me white suit, pipe and walking stick to boot. In the bunkin' looking fussy, a statue of the plantocracy. I want a plantation, want it at any cost, to exploit the poor population. Call me master, call me boss. Don't wanna be poor, to become poorer. Don't wanna hold, to become a whore. I wouldn't have to work to become a worker. I wouldn't have to fall, be nobody's porker. I want the privilege to manage or mismanage, to help control the nation. I want a plantation. Thank you. be one the landed gentry. I would own one them tenantry. My fortune would be God sent. I'd be collecting eternal rent. And no matter how you toil and chill, a wall house you could never build. For years you're upon the same spot, and you cannot improve your lot. I wouldn't care about tenantry, yeah. Look, your road will be one more try. I wouldn't care where the tenantry end. The government road I would still extend. I want a plantation, want it at any cost. To exploit the poor population, call me master, call me boss. Don't wanna be poor, to become poorer. Don't wanna hoe, to become a whore. I wouldn't have to work, to become a worker. I wouldn't have to fall, be nobody's fucker. I want the privilege to manage or mismanage, to help control the nation. I want a plantation. I keep me workers under strict rules, not like slaves, only just like fools. Get to work at 7 o'clock, leave at 4:30 upon the dot. I put the blacks in the fields to work, and the whites to be me office clerks. Even me bookkeepers, but not sugar cane reapers. No toilet facilities, go in the bushes or in the trees. Now unnecessary expense, them more planters learn me sense. I want a plantation, want it at any cost. To exploit the whole population, call me master, call me boss. Don't wanna be poor, to become poorer. Don't wanna hoe, to become a whore. Wouldn't have to work to become a worker. I wouldn't have to fall, be nobody's fucker. I want the privilege to manage or mismanage, to help control the nation. I want a plantation. I be using me planter's brain. I be planting nothing but cane. You may not want to see a blade, still you gun come running to me, eh? And if every acre get burned, to me insurance I can turn. If machine expenses rise, government going to subsidize. If world market don't suffice, the gun cap the local price. To hell with who the hit, long as we planters benefit. I want a plantation, want it at any cost. To exploit the poor population, call me master, call me boss. Don't wanna be poor, to become poorer. Don't wanna hold, to become a whore. I wouldn't have to work to become a worker. I wouldn't have to fall, be nobody's fucker. Cause I know I guarantee 10 or 15 million again. Cash or bond me 20 million. I want a plantation.
Hey, the time is now 5 minutes after 4 o'clock. Good afternoon to you. Fireworks brought to you the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. West Indian Waterproofing, remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today, 271-4933. And Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists. Also, distributors of the Pentax Water Pump. I had a guest planned for today, but things went a little haywire. But it seems like a lot of things going haywire nowadays. But don't worry, still got my good friend passing through for a second. Sluggy, how you doing, my brother?
A good buddy, a good boy, good man, a good for now, a good for now. Always here for you. Don't worry.
Yeah, I wasn't hearing you. I thought that things went haywire over your end as well.
No. Just had a mute soda. You could have had on your phone as well.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right, man. We had Stefan on yesterday. And everyone's sending their list because, you know, they're saying, man, that can't be number one. That can't be their list. You know, it's a lot of reminiscing now because obviously we don't have the road. We don't have East Coast. We don't have Party Monarch. You know, we don't have the semis and Pickety Crop. So everyone's just reminiscing on what was the best or what was their best experience or what did they enjoy the most. For you, are you a guy that preferred East Coast? You prefer Bushy Park, Farley Hill, the Botanical Gardens. No, we only had 1 year at Botanical Gardens, but which did it feel?
Well, nothing can match East Coast because of the space and the vibe. Because East Coast was in the days where you had 20 songs, plus you had the Pickety Crop semifinalists. So you could have picnicked a whole day and enjoyed with family. Mm-hmm. So that was the joy. That was the joy of East Coast. So you can't match that family affair. You know what I mean? You could carry children and all. Right now is a fair, is a big people thing. You know what I mean? But East Coast had that family all inclusive vibe. So nothing can really match East Coast, bro. For real.
It's true. Even the aesthetics. I always say, right, just sitting in the hills, looking down on the stage with the backdrop of the Atlantic Ocean, there's nothing like that. Nothing that can match that visually. Even if you weren't there for the music, if you weren't there for the competitions, just going out there, as you said, it's a whole family affair.
Yeah, boy. Just see that scenery and especially when everybody hand or umbrella or fly book in the air, seeing that scenery catch with the ocean behind you for real, then there's nothing like bare umbrellas and flags and rags in the air and the ocean in the background. And you see an artist standing up on stage, got this larger than life persona, and everybody just handing. You could tell by the picture alone that then people had to be screaming. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like nothing can match the entire ambiance, man. The aesthetics, as you say.
Well, you know, we're hoping to get back outside eventually and do something. I think it's at least going to be till next year before we can actually get anything on that level. I don't know. You know, we have one year at the Botanical Gardens. I threw Farley Hill in the mix, but That can't match it. It's a beautiful venue, you know. We had the reggae on the hill and the jazz on the hill and the gospel shows and such, but it didn't really capture the competitions like the other venues, I think. Even though Bushy Park for the first couple of years, you know, I've done it, but Farley Hill just didn't do it. That 1 year in 2009.
Musically, no. Musically, is one place where I really had goosebumps and I was feeling like, give me the rhythm, bam bam, give me the rhythm, on the road, all we need is hot sun and rhythm, rhythm. Like, they that was a moment of like, you understand, like, the, yeah, the competition up there, there was more suited for sure than the competition, but Farley Hill, no, I think Farley Hill is where TC won her double crown, if I'm not mistaken. So Farley Hill really give us that magical moment, man. But nothing can match East Coast. Nothing can match East Coast for real, Cashy. But like I said, Farley Hill is where TC won her double crown, and that was so magical.
You had it too. Yeah, Farley Hill was only 1 year, 2009. That was when they introduced the two competitions. It was 2008 was the last Party Monarch on East Coast. That's when KML won in 2008. But then when they started two competitions in 2009 at Farley Hill, we had, as you say, Hot Center Rhythm. You had her to win both competitions?
Criteria-wise, yeah.
That is such a safe answer.
I didn't be real, you know. To be fair, I didn't thought it would have happened. So I was looking for it to happen because you don't really win on criteria just so. Because the hard times, the hard been. They buy Gravis. Be walking left, be walking right, be rocking day, be rocking night. Mars, that's the year Mars will had. I want to give it to you. And if you look at Mars, man, how Mars will dance, how Mars will perform, how Mars will use the stage, how good Mars will sing. If you look at all the criteria and the categories, you know what I mean? It had Mars will like up front by far. But you know, a bike come, stand up behind that steering wheel, that singing song, and be there. God, you know, you can't stop magic because you know, plastic bag is pure magic.
That's it.
So, it wasn't accounting for the magic that is the legend, that is the doctor bag. You know what I mean? It was just looking at this man singing good, this man dancing good, using the whole stage, the music, the arrangement, everything on point. So, it was saying Mars goes for sure, but Mars had a kind of like four, four fans.
So,
I'm saying that because I had to see the vein, that I expected it. Let me know, I try to see two sides. So I try to see the audience side, and I try to use my musical hat, what I learned from being in the best band on earth, you know, and down to debate. I honestly believe that we were the best, or we are the best band on earth when it comes to being rounded and being wide. You understand? You can play jazz, can play hip hop, can play R&B, can play reggae, can play classical music, can play marches. You know what I mean? Think the Roy Barrett for the sports band is just simply the best, gonna be well rounded. But so, me know he's put on that hat, look at the criteria, and then Dr. Stefan Walker classes at Barbados Community College. With Dr. Stefan Walker, no, he showed us judging and so on. So we learn how to look at judging, look at your judging criteria and so on. You understand? So I tried to do that when judging or when going to a show. I tried to do that, but it's also got put on my hat where all this just enjoy it, just turn off that person, just go and truly enjoy it and see what song really hits you. You know, you understand?
But
it'd be a struggle.
Let me ask this here. But
I think that most musicians would tell you they struggle with it as well.
But the thing is, when you talk about, you know, you enjoy it, you see the crowd, and you can't ignore that crowd reaction. You can't ignore when you see thousands of people reacting to a particular song. So yes, you as a judge have your criteria. Can you ever really ignore that? Because whereas you may have how much for crow response?
Five.
There you go. If it is as five. Massive as when Bai plays comes on with Soca Bo, as big as when Peter Ram comes on with All of We, as big as when Gord comes on with Me Rum, how 5 points, I know that more than 5 points really goes into that there. Or that 5 points, that influences the rest. I mean, not attacking anyone's integrity.
Especially that, bro. We spent a lot of time talking about music and its influence. Just add a frenzy to that. You understand? Take into consideration the influence music will have on you, how you make you feel. And then add people in a frenzy to that equation. You've got to feel that electricity. You have to feel that vibe. And, you know, obviously, sometimes judges will say that you don't persuade them, but we can look at results and see, you know what I mean? You can't help. If this body ain't meant to be for sure saying wrong, you know, all hell get brat loose. You just get that vibe depending on how big it is.
All right,
I know it's 5 points, but those 5 points, the charger cable for you charger cashy boy. You could got the head all you want to push in the wall. But if you don't got that cable, boy, you know what I mean? The phone ain't getting nothing, boy. So standard 5 points is still that's what's get everything, the electricity to make the whole entire performance that much better. Because if you do all this magical stuff and the crowd ain't really feeling it, was it really that magical? You know, they kind of thing is going through your subconscious and your psyche. You get me? Mm. If that was so good, how could the boy really feel it? So they 5 points is more than 5 points, boy.
Alrighty, cool. It's now 17 minutes after 4 o'clock. Sluggy is here for a second. And of course, we got to talk as well, because in addition to everything you are also part promoter. Always was in awe as I saw people chipping down the road, chipping down Spring Garden. This is when I said yesterday, the only woman I was holding on to back then was my mom. She was holding on to me for dear life because she didn't want me to get lost in the crowds and such going down Spring Garden. But yeah, I was always in awe. And even though, you know, I have my own experiences as an adult with the reveling and tripping down the road, it, just something about back then, I don't know. It seemed the spirit, the people feel, it's so inexplicable to me. To this convey how everyone just seemed to be enjoying it at another level. When I look back and I see how people were enjoying themselves at the National Stadium for Cahobla Park, when I see how people in the UK were partying to the guys back in the early 80s, it's just something electric. It's just, I don't know if it's because there weren't as many, this is one of my theories, there weren't as many parties. So when you got out and you got to go somewhere, you just let it all out. You kept nothing back. Perhaps that's it. I don't know. It was a little bit before my time and a chance to party. So I had to just watch the old tapes and watch YouTube and see what's happening. You understand what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah. Nah, it's true. The energy was there, but and part of the reason also, well, that's from my research and conversation with Kid Sight, who also did research, and many others, you know, people like Dwayne Grisette. From my research, talking to a lot of people, it seems as though Krapova had a more community involvement that led up to the big deal. So you would have got more things happening in the communities, more little small things. And then they had a lot of live music as well, Kashi. So it wasn't heavily relied on no phones or radios. It had a lot of live music. So, you know, like, they had a lot of tanks. Like, every community, every district all over had a lot of tanks. So, you might have Granny Adams Secondary School. They got a tank there at night. That's in St. Joseph. You understand? They might got Tim's or Eddie's or somebody on the highway. That's another state of the world. Then you might got a tank in a school or somewhere in Christchurch. Every community, you know, they had a lot of tanks. And tanks used to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And some people used to have tanks on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
So when you got over 10 tanks, and over 10 tanks, each tank doing at least 15 nights for the season, Kashi, at least, and them the law nights, because we wear more. You know, it was a whole host of community involvement, and then when all those people come together for that day, you understand, it was just an electric feeling. Oh my God. And then some people, because of where they live, can't get the certain tanks. So you may only see the devil. You may only see devil in 10 and what songs they could afford to play on TV, because you can't play all the devil songs on TV. You have to go and see the light. But you know, on the road, the DJs can play them for sure. So, you know, you cannot die there because you hear everybody talking about this man, the devil. Because you know, there got some people that was like on the ground legends. They can be big on radio because the songs can't play all the time. Or they might not be big on TV, which he was, by the way. But not every song. Has some songs you will know where, listen, boy, he's singing this one on TV. But that one, he can't sing. But you coming out, crop over there. You want to hear the trucks blazing with all these songs. So it was more activity. It was more person-to-person activity than it is now.
All right, fair enough. A thing is also, you mentioned the devil as well, you know, and that was also the importance of the tents, where, you know, you didn't get to hear everything on radio or you didn't get to see it on TV. So in the tent, you got a chance. But you know what? As we look at, because we're still waiting on official word on what really is going to happen. What can we do? Because it seems so far only one event has gotten the go ahead, so and that's a whole other discussion.
I'm more confident that is not gonna happen. The government ain't gonna hold one event, and that's that event. and we don't get to do anything. That is crazy. I can't envision that. I can't envision that a government being so boss, but you know, so.
But something happened.
I was joining the train yet and saying, no, right, no. I understand that it happening, but I'm saying that I strongly, strongly, strongly believe that that's not the only thing that's going to happen. I expect some announcement like, that ain't possible. They can't do an event and only them get to do an event and not us. That'd be a real, real slap in the face. So you don't see that happening. That'd be a very bold step with the government.
No, so far.
That's crazy. I never want to entertain that. That's crazy.
Like I said, he doesn't want to entertain that.
Like, well, being real, that's crazy. That's crazy. Like you can hold that event and we don't get to hold any. That's crazy. Can't do that.
Well,
we won't allow that.
Well, I mean, the entertainers and promoters and the sponsors met yesterday. They thought that it was serious enough that they had to have an emergency meeting about it. So, obviously, some concerns were raised.
For sure, Nick, come on. Yeah.
All right. Well,
you got world class. You got people like Orlando, my buddy who ran Ticket Links and so on, and he's held events all over the world, and he's one person that I've had conversations with for hours and hours, and got so many different detailed things and research he did on holding events during this time. So and he's just one person. Go ahead, buddy.
No, I'm just saying we're definitely gonna get into this in more detail, but right now we're gonna take a break for the latest coming up at 4:30. It's 5 o'clock. Fireworks continuing. Remember, fireworks brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing and Rhodoplastics Barbados Limited. Let's say good afternoon to the management and staff over there at both West Indian Waterproofing and Rhodoplastics Barbados. Now, we started talking about Neville's just mentioned. So I had to drop that one in. Someone So one second, remember we were saying, Sluggy, that you want to see Devil, you want to see all his songs. You had to go into the tent. So I hear saying, Devil on Top was shown on TV and it caused an uproar. But you know, when you can't see something or can't hear something, I think that really drives and piques the interest. So you see, or you can't see it on TV, so all right, cool, no problem. I remember back then, there wasn't any YouTube. You didn't have the Spotify, you didn't have all the streaming platforms. So you want to see this, you got to go to the source. I think that's one of the things that really helped to keep the intent alive. When you had the chance to go up.
Yeah.
Listen, I know you want to hold an event, Sluggy, but... What I know you say you don't want to talk about this here, right? But I really want to hear from some people on this. And I reached out to Rudy Maloney. So I'm waiting to hear back from Rudy. You know,
let me go.
We know that they had a meeting yesterday. And I also, I want to hear what really, because we see the minister come out in yesterday's paper saying she's troubled by the criticism of the event. She's saying she don't understand why people are really making such a big fuss about it. She says, and I'm reading from the newspaper, yesterday's newspaper, says, there were thousands of people and many businesses depending on tourism, and the commentary had troubled her. Every corner of Barbados has people who depend on the tourism industry and they're anxious to get back to work safely. So for me, this isn't about any event. It's about the continued attempts by some, not all, to stir up a false debate trying to pit tourism and visitors against locals. Is that what it sounds like? And this is for the listeners as well. Tell me if that's what it sounds like. If that's... Because... I'm seeing something totally different. I'm hearing different things. So
clearly, right. Clearly, there's a huge, huge misunderstanding, because we love the tourists. We welcome the tourists. And just in case the honorable mention does not know, we depend on them heavily as well, including in what we do. So there's obviously a huge misunderstanding of what we are asking for. I say we because people put me in the promoter category as well, because I hold events, I promote events, I put on events. So that way people put me in that category as well. So that's why I say we. But there's obviously a clear misunderstanding. I don't want it to be that. It's just that the promoters are simply saying, well, if this event can be held, whatever stipulations and protocols are put in place to make this event possible, we can put those stipulations and protocols in place also to make our event possible. And especially when Barbados, over 80,000 people were already vaccinated, and you don't need 80,000 people for an event. You know what I mean? Some people be just, some of us just need 500. You know what I mean? Some of us just need 300 to at least make a living. So for sure we can hold events where at least 300 or 500 people, then over 80,000 people are vaccinated. If you want to use that as the argument, which it shouldn't be. That should not be the argument. But if you want to use that as the argument, then we still have a strong case for us. Yeah, so I think that's some clear. So I think that's some misunderstanding what she's saying, because what she's saying, I don't want it to be that. I don't want that to be the argument. So I don't want her to turn into the argument, because I ain't hear that. To be honest, Cashy, what she's saying, I ain't hear. What she's saying, I ain't feeling. I ain't get that. I ain't get what she's getting. So there's a misunderstanding, because I ain't getting what she's getting. To be honest.
All right, let's.
I love her, but I ain't getting that.
Let's get someone on the outside. VOB, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to everyone. Good afternoon to the cashier and the whole staff and everything. Listen, this thing about the particular entity that want to bring their little bandwagon, wherever it may be, with the fire, whatever the name. I listened to this and I am puzzled why it should be an issue. Because to me, I am not for or against the promoters nor the persons who doing it. The reason why I say that, if they are coming and we understand that they are coming and they're going to have whatever they want to have, the little party or a bigger party, wherever it may be, but they're going to be isolated. Supposed to be, they're going to have a particular area. They're going to have their personnel, whatever, to conduct their business, what they want to do on land. The difference is with our promoters is, when you have something promoted, it's for Barbados and others. Now, when you have Barbados included, it means you cannot define and tell me as a Barbadian, don't try to get there. And when this party is finished in Barbados, we ain't going off aboard the holy ship leave and went. We are going to be here. And if any of us contact because of not following the right protocols, it may be a spread again.
Let me ask this question.
Sure.
Are they coming with their own staff and everything as well?
Well, that's what I understand.
But no, I mean, everything, because are they going to do like Star Trek and just beam down into... This is the thing. All right, hold on. The protocols...
Hold on.
Because the protocols say no parties. It didn't say no parties except for if you have parties in the bubble. Because we could organize parties in the bubble, you know. We have promoters. We have smart people here that can organize anything, anywhere, anytime. Not just people overseas. I think the concern is, and I am concerned about the way that the I'm just reading from the article.
Yes.
But it seems as if she says it's coming across as the promoters and locals against visitors. And that's not it. It seems that that is what is being created based on what she's saying.
It's what the promoters are trying to say.
They want it for some person
outside and not us.
Exactly.
That's not her. It's not her that did that.
So, no, it's but the thing is,
that come
but
from.
Hello. So, the question still needs to be answered.
Yes.
Why is it? Because this is not a little event. I'm looking at prices here. A premium price of US$1,650 per person. And the standard price of US$1,550 per person. That is somebody's whole paycheck. You know what I'm saying?
And
premium bookings were already sold out. No one is going to promote an event charging that sort of money if there's not some sort of guarantee that they're going to have an event.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
When I say this, right? Mm. Are you still understanding that this is a limited of persons that will be coming here
and will
have to leave? Let me finish. and we'll have to leave? Do you do understand that?
The fact is that they are doing it on Barbadian soil. The directive says no parties. The directive says no parties except for.
I understand.
There was subsection that said parties with the exception of. It said no parties.
So, I mean, the issue is.
You can't have a dance at a wedding reception,
so
buddy.
The issue is
that you have people that want to host events, and you talk about the tourists. Many of these promoters, and around this festival time, host events that attract many tourists.
What are you really looking
at, though? So why is it that you're going to get a certain event on and not others?
All right, let me finish with this one, right? Because to me, I'm understanding this, if people can't understand it, right? The tourists will have to leave, and they're trying to protect all of us from staying here and spreading the COVID more. Mm. That's what you understand. The tourists will have to leave and go. But we here, and some of us are going to try to bombard that place and get over. You understand what I say?
Come on, man. You,
man, you don't know how it's worked, man, Cashy.
You need people get kind of bombarded. You know,
you think
very little of your people.
Listen to me, don't give me that. You all get on the radio every day. We have a real problem here with authority and people adhering to things. You tell me that.
It's not just here.
Dashi, don't do that to me.
It's
are
not
you
just
doing
here.
It?
Come on. No. All right. I got you.
Good.
Thanks for your contribution, my brother. All righty. All right. Fireworks. going on to 8 minutes after 5 o'clock. Remember, at 5:15 today in Beijing history and 5:30, the evening edition. Let's see if we can get someone here saying, okay, how do we know or why are we certain that the event or events is a party? Okay, that's a good question. Is it a party? What is the event? Fireworks, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm okay. Now, what might I suggest now is total nonsense. We don't have two Barbados. If the law says no social events, no social events. Two persons were arrested for sitting in a garage listening to music on their radio. The 23-year-old young man was sent up to jail and lost his job on the pretext that it was a party and it was not a party. You know what they say? He didn't live there. He went at his father and was sitting in the garage talking to his father. I know you have an event to host whatever you want to call it on the beach with people dancing and listening to music. I don't know if you want to call it party or but the dancing and listening to music, the ad is there. If we can't go on the beach and sit down and talk and congregate, how can you hold an event with people, tourists or no tourists? It isn't anything about tourists. It's about that you can't set a law, say that yeah, there's no to be no socializing in groups, and then bring tourists in here and let them do what they like. Another thing, when they go come here and they're at the hotel, are they going to stay in the hotel all the time? Are they going to come out and go into town and whatnot? What am I talking about? They're going to leave here and we got to leave. If they're bringing COVID and spread it, it's them that then bring it in. We're manufacturing COVID here. He's talking nonsense.
All right. Thanks for your input.
Bye.
The thing is, in the absence of information, then people start to assume. And you don't want people to assume. Phil B, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Cassie.
Hi.
In consideration of this, what we are dealing with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell those people who want the party to check the word debauchery. Because I read in a paper a couple of days ago about this is going to be the biggest debauchery or something. So I don't remember the exact.
Luxurious debauchery.
Good. Okay. But then I'm checking that out. If they don't know what debauchery means, then they will understand that it is a party that's a free for all the drugs, sex, this, that, or whatever else. So I don't know how to get into the case about this situation. Good evening, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Someone here saying this discussion is going on as if July 29th or whenever the event is scheduled for is tomorrow. And we are certain that existing protocols will be in place then. That's very true. We don't know what the protocols are going to be. These current protocols expire month end. Someone here saying, does the public know what the new protocols will be? No, we do not. That caller, well, I'm not sure which caller the person is referring to. whole industry has been closed for nearly 2 years and employees, thousands of people who are struggling and getting limited help. So if COVID goes on for the next 5 years, probably will, then what? Someone here saying Hairwire must be a new name for dinner bowl. Anything named Hairwire will have to be a party. But we'll see. Inside the final minutes of fireworks for this evening, just reading some of your messages. Someone here saying that the entertainer should start advertising a show or a party for sometime in July. Thing is, you do that and you're not sure, so you don't want to lose your investment. That's why I think many of the promoters want that. Want to hear, you know, what's going to happen. So I've been told that we should hear something soon. Hopefully we can. We'll see what's happening. I tell you what though, in the meantime, so many things are being held virtually, held online, because while the world virtually came to a standstill, many things have resumed. A lot of business has gone back. And even in the absence of doing things with all the numbers, I'm happy that Sluggy and Spotlight, Youth in the Spotlight, continues. And you invited me to be a part of your youth DJ competition, which, you know, and I like that, because, you know, you really get to bring along the young people, and it's good that you actually have experienced DJs, people that have been in the business, helping to guide them, helping to direct them, so that we could actually help. And they could be a bigger part of our festivals as we go forward.
Yeah, correct, man. I must say, I honestly appreciate you and Daddy Biggs and Rico Love. We can't forget Rico Love. Mm-hmm. So much. You know, oftentimes, and this to everybody, you might think, well, certain people, man, they might not want to do this and dedicate the time, especially if you don't have the finances to pay them. But sometimes all it takes is answering the question and sharing the idea and vision. I went to Cashy, Daddy Biggs, and Rico Love, and I shared the vision, because he said, look, there's a lot of complaints that the music, the DJs playing, whether it's on air, Cashy, or in effects, there's a lot of complaints about the music and the messaging. And a lot of times, I think, from my experience, I think it's just DJs looking for forward. So I say, why not bring in three completely different persons, but experienced persons who can share their experiences and their knowledge with the young DJs, so that we won't just keep complaining all the time. You know what I mean? I just was looking for a solution to some of the complaints. And what better way to start, Cashy, than to include the youngsters? You know what I mean? There's all teenagers, you know what I mean? And you, and after every showcase, you talk to them, Daddy Biggs talk to them, Rico Love talk to them. I would go big up Kitty too. She came and watched events, she talked to them. And so what I love most about the showcase is that they're also getting knowledge and experience. So I thank you all for that. It's just a way of me to showcase the young people in various aspects. And to be honest with you, it's just trying to distract them and take them off the road, if it being extremely real, you know what I mean? It's just trying to find creative ways that I could got at least a good couple of young people so busy that they can't learn, man. You know what I mean? They can't learn, man. Most of them are not to this station, so I could say this day, no, I know it when I get back to them. But Cash is just be tricking the youngsters, bro. Just use the creative ways to keep them out of trouble. You know, been the realist with it, you know, spend 7 weeks. We got Cashy, Biggs, Rico Love, Kim. And if Cashy didn't come, he watch it online and send his comments online, and Daddy Biggs too. Right, and Rico Love, Kim. Mm. So
So the good thing is, for any creative ways. Yeah, and speaking of creative ways, obviously you have the online platform, Instagram, where whilst the venue that you're at, you only have a few people, you know, obviously sticking to the protocols, but you have many more who are able to see these young people grow, and even in the Instagram chat, they're able to offer advice as well.
Yeah, yes. I wasn't looking for the grow so crazy, but only platform at Bim Got Talent on IG, Facebook, and YouTube as well. IG is where a lot of action at, but be streaming and big up Beijing Zuma TV. There's another youngster as well who's come and do the streaming for us. He's come and dedicated streaming services to us. So big up Beijing Zuma TV is on Bim Got Talent. Big up the division of youth, Cache Mercedes. I've had a conversation with the Honorable Minister Dwight Sutherland, and tomorrow they have their anti-violence rally. Is at 5 o'clock on CBC and Trinitarian TV. And I could break this news now, Cache, and they gotta thank you again. Because of the reputable people they have on board of what I've been doing, they're gonna be able to extend my up next showcases and include all the talents, and the division of youth is gonna sponsor it and help to pay some of the young performers. And Cashy, that blessed my heart so much. Big up Honorable Minister Dwight Sutherland.
Nice.
Big up Dwayne Rosette from Ideology for Charitable Trust and DG's Events. Big up Quantum Productions as well. And big up all of my youngsters at Bim Got Talent. And I thank everyone for all the love and support. WhatsApp 236-3534. Support the movement. Cashy, I ain't gonna say goodbye because we got a thousand more things to speak.
Well, you be safe, my brother.
Yes, correct. You too, buddy.
Well, I want to thank all those that called and sent the messages that were a part of it. And Sluggy actually did his list. We did get a touch on his list, but we'll do that another time. We got time for that. 27 minutes after 5 o'clock. A lot more coming your way as we add to your fireworks in the coming weeks. Test your knowledge, see how much you really know about the music, about the festival. Get a chance to compete against each other. Fridays will not be the same from next Friday. It's going to be a real jam in this studio. The studio will be converted. Let's say good afternoon to Crown D. We have those in the industry, the artists, the promoters, the decorators, the caterers. When I say everyone, everyone will be passing through fireworks, and you get to be a part of it as well. Speaking about being a part of it, fireworks was brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today, 271-4933. Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists. Also distributors of the Pentax Water Pump.